A new online service that allows single travellers to find someone to travel with and avoid fees like single supplements has been launched in Australia. GoPal.com is not a dating site, but it does offer to match like-minded travellers based on gender, age, interests and destination. The free service is open to everyone, anywhere, not just singles, and members are not limited to finding just one companion at a time or a companion in their own city or country. Qatar Airlines has established an executive jet arm offering the world's first commercial service using Gulfstream G500 jets capable of flying non-stop for 9,600 kilometres. That's Los Angeles to London or San Francisco to Tokyo. The $44 million US dollar jets travel at up to Mach 0.95 and carry up to 19 passengers, or they can sleep 8. They cruise at 51,000 feet. That's 15,000 metres, well above other commercial jets. Qatar says their VIP passengers will benefit from the freedom to fly virtually anywhere, offering the best cabin altitude pressure and wide cabin accommodation. The airlines ordered more of the jets, plus a Gulfstream G600 with a base price tag of $55 million and a range of more than 12,000 kilometres. Hilton Hotels turns 100 this year and plans to continue its growth around the world. It enters its 100th year with record growth and industry-leading initiatives. The company was founded in the United States on the premise that travel can make the world a better place. And it says during the first 100 years, it's served more than 3 billion guests, provided 1 trillion of economic impact through a phenomenon they call the Hilton Effect. They've even produced a white paper detailing how their scale and commitment to hospitality has positively impacted communities and economies across the globe. The Sunday protests continue in Paris, but another colour has been added to the mix. Begun last November by protesters wearing gilet jaune, yellow vests, last weekend 10,000 people turned out to counter-protest, and they were wearing foulard rouge, red scarves. Sunday's peaceful march was led by a group calling itself the Republican March for Liberty, and they called on the yellow vests to quote, stop, that's enough now. They're not necessarily Macron supporters in the red scarves. They simply want to return to normal life in Paris, where tourism's been affected by the threats of violence played out in the city's most popular places. Indonesia wants to develop 10 new Balis, and AirAsia is coming to their aid. It's announced they will develop an air hub in Lombok to bring tourists back to the island. The Lombok tourism business has suffered following recent earthquakes. AirAsia Group CEO Tony Fernandez said he would work with airports and government authorities to turn Lombok into AirAsia's newest hub, boosting flights from the current 7 return services a week. AirAsia will double existing flights from Lombok to Malaysia, as well as starting a Perth-Lombok service. And Victoria's best internationally known tourist attraction, the Great Ocean Road and 12 Apostles, has seen record visitor numbers this summer, with more than 15,000 visitors recorded on Christmas Day alone. Parks Victoria says the monthly figure was up 12% on 2017 and 16% up on 2 years ago. Chinese New Year is also expected to see more large visitor numbers over the 15-day celebration, which drew 128,000 to the 12 Apostles last year. Signs in Mandarin and Mandarin-speaking park rangers will be on hand during this period. And that's Travel Writers Radio News.